When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Turning point of the game contest, Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first call to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. All right, BT, so if the Mets, we'll get to the Yankees in a little bit. I want to definitely get into some football here.
Mm-hmm.
If the Mets do not overtake the Braves, I know you're saying it's more than just the Braves, but for now, you can't look behind you. I mean, they got to look in front of them. Braves are a half game in front of the Mets right now.
Yep.
If the Mets are not at least two games in front of them come next Monday a week, then I think I'd give up on a postseason spot, or at least catching the Braves. So the Mets have, starting tomorrow, three with the A's at Citi Field, three with the Marlins. The Braves in San Francisco starting tonight for four.
Okay. That's a tough spot.
Yeah, and
that's
then three in Anaheim against the Angels.
Who have given everybody a little trouble here lately. Little Mets, little Yankees.
So the West Coast, the dreaded West Coast trip. Mets just got off of their first one. They have another one, I think, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they do.
But the Braves, who were struggling against the Rockies, four with the Giants. And by the way, this is where the Mets, like, they really need to go 5-1 minimum over these six games, because then you pick up games on either Atlanta or San Francisco, or potentially both. But those two teams beating each other or playing each other for four games is going to help the Mets. And then, like I said, with the Angels. So what do you think here? Like, give me what you think the Mets would go over the next six against the A's and Marlins.
I think they'll go 4-2.
Ooh, that's not good enough.
I think they'll go 4-2. I really think the season is right after that. You look at this, and I know we're kind of jumping around with a lot of teams, but this is important to me. Like, if you can't beat the A's and the Marlins at least 4 out of 6 times at home after coming off a rough run, what are we doing here?
Yeah, no, we're not.
I'll tell you what we're doing.
Yankees and football. That's what we're doing.
That's true. That it's just the Mets. We're kind of suspending the reality for a little bit. But after the six games here, so they've got three with Baltimore. Then they've got four at San Diego.
The three of Baltimore where?
City.
Okay.
And then four at San Diego and three at Arizona. So,
ooh.
I mean, you're talking about the Orioles aren't playing great lately, but their talent base is very high. You got the Orioles for three, San Diego for four, and the Diamondbacks for three.
That's the season. That could be the nail on the coffin.
That's the season.
That could be.
I don't want to quite put it that way, Sal. But,
well, it could be. So,
it could be.
I'm going to say the Mets are going to go 5-1.
Or it could spur them to heights that nobody saw coming.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to take an empty shot at these Mets because they deserve better.
Well, and that's kind of the way that I started the show, by saying that they've earned the right to, you know, be given the benefit of the doubt as far as being resilient and fighting. 4-6 is nothing. Like, they'll be fine. They're right there.
It happens to everybody.
So before we get to that rough stretch, let's just focus on these six games here. You said 4-2. Look, who cares about the prediction here? But they need to go 5-1. That to me is what, if the Mets want to be a playoff team, they need to go 5-1 against the A's and the Marlins. And I do think they bounce back. So let's just say that they go 5-1 here. What do you think the Braves do in San Fran for four and then against
probably
the Angels?
Probably split. It's an interesting ballpark.
And then what about the Angels?
Angels are a tough team to read. I don't think they're very good.
Braves get two of three or they get one?
Yeah, I mean, Braves don't look good enough to anoint them 2 out of 3 anywhere right now, quite frankly. I mean, 2 out of 3 either way, flip a coin. Braves can win 2. No, nobody's
getting
swept.
So let's say worst case for Mets or best case for Braves, the Braves go 4-3.
Okay.
Over that.
Okay.
And the Mets go 5-1. They're still going to be in front of them.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's kind of what you need. Now, that wouldn't be, I'd rather Mets go 5-1, Braves go 3-4, and now you're talking about a little cushion in front of the Braves.
I hear you. All I know is, you know, you end up with Milwaukee, you end up with Atlanta in the penultimate series, the series before that, mid-ish late September, four with Philly.
I know, but there's a long way to go.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's in reality, I know we fixate on what happened out west in these next six games against bad teams. But I think the Mets team, I don't think they're good enough at all to get any sort of separation.
Right.
And I don't think that they're, I believe that they're tough enough to avoid complete implosion. So the reality is those final 10 games against pretty good teams probably determine everything.
But if you do break it down into sections, like if before we can worry about the Padres and Diamondbacks or the Orioles, Padres.
You gotta smash these bad teams.
Yeah.
Yep, you gotta beat them.
Their margin for error is so thin that if they don't go 4-2 minimum against these teams, then it's a non-starter. Charlie is in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, boys. Welcome back. How was your vacation? Good?
Great. Thanks, Charlie. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? You get all pumped up. Like, beginning of the year, the Mets just shot me down. I was ready to get done with the season. And we get back into it. Then we go out to Seattle, lay an egg. Now, I know Seattle's a good team, but we got to take one of those games that can't get swept. So, now, if they don't go 5-1 against these two next crap teams, I'm going to get real upset.
How about be competitive in one against Seattle?
Oh, please. It was terrible. I mean, the bats just disappeared. They had the one game they're killing the ball. The ball's flying out of Colorado. And then now we go to Seattle, and we can't get a hit. We can't get a run. And it's depressing now. I'm thinking of my father, 83rd birthday this Wednesday.
I mean, Charlie, you got to at least take solace in the fact here that Randy Johnson is really good, and so is King Felix. Oh, they didn't pitch this weekend. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they would have fared any better. Hey, you could joke about it now. Yeah. That pitching staff might be the one to put you guys out.
Oh, man. Listen, I'll tell you what. I don't do Yankees later. Rodon, he wasn't amazing, but he keeps grinding out some wins. He's going to finish 17, 18 wins. Yeah.
Did they give him a gold medal for that five-inning heroic performance?
He battled.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What a warrior-like performance for Carl.
Hey, Garrett Cole did flash, though. Yeah. He did flash some good stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, the Yankees are winning some games. Still, to me, there are concerns. And we'll get to the Yankees. I want to do football when we come back as well, work them in. So next hour, we'll do a little bit of a mix. We'll continue with your Met calls as well.